Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise.
I'm Bill Shishko, and I'm your host for another edition of HealthWise. Depression has been experienced by all categories of people in all ages. The soul, the inmost being of the Old Testament patriarch Jacob, refused to be comforted. And the psalmist in Psalms 42 and 43 gives every mark of one who's depressed. My tears, he writes, have been my food day and night. My soul is cast down within me. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? And three times, in frankly a rather short span of time, the psalmist sighs, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Well, depression, as we call it today, was known in past ages as melancholia, a word that means literally black bile. Students of medicine back then believed that a dark bodily fluid secreted by the spleen or the kidneys created a mental condition of gloominess or mistrust or guilt or apathy and sadness, a sense of worthlessness, hopelessness, and sometimes even despair, this kind of dark, foreboding cloud that came over a person for more than just a few days at a time and sometimes for very, very long periods. Now, medical science has long since abandoned the black bile idea, but we really don't know what causes depression. Today, many believe that chemical disorders in the brain affect the communication between brain cells, leading to a breakdown in mood, attitude, and overall emotional energy. But even if this is the explanation, well, you've got a chicken and an egg dilemma. Do problems in our mental electrical system lead to depression in its various forms, or does depression, for whatever reason, lead to problems in our mental electrical system, or is it both? I mean, we really just don't know. Now, as a preacher, I tend to think in threes, as in three-point sermons, and I do tend to alliterate. I like to begin my points with the same letter. So, after decades of experience working with people who were depressed, I at least lump the main causes into three. One is constitutional, where depression is related to your genes, your genetic makeup, or a glandular dysfunction. The thyroid can be the culprit here, or just changes in hormones for whatever reasons. Incidentally, male and female differences may play a part. 1 in 20 young women has struggled with major, major depression, and there's no doubt that depression is more common in women than in men. So those would be constitutional factors. Some people are just constitutionally more depressive in the way they're made up. And then there's circumstantial. Postpartum depression, which is not uncommon. During menopause, women can experience depression. Fatigue will bring on depression, as will prolonged stress or protracted illnesses. The loss of a loved one, especially a spouse, is a circumstance that will bring on depression. The side effects of certain medicines, not least those that we might take for high blood pressure, substance abuse, even the weather can trigger bouts with depression. Doctors call that appropriately SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And then along with the circumstantial and the constitutional, there's the cultural. And it's an interesting fact that many other cultures have far fewer incidences of depression than we do here in the United States. I and many others believe that we're far more prone to depression in our society because of our society's self-absorption. The more we dwell on ourselves, our needs, our problems, our desires, our hopes, our dreams, our bodies, or even our souls, well, the more we do that, the more we're going to be disappointed, and the more we will open ourselves to depression. It's no coincidence that one powerful antidote to depression is to begin serving others. Start thinking about the needs of others and how you can be of help to them. Love not only covers a multitude of sins, but it also covers a multitude of maladies. And even having a pet to care for can help ward off tendencies to depression. Now, from a spiritual perspective, and I'm using that language as a Christian, I recommend a couple of good resources out of the hundreds that are available. One is the book Spiritual Depression by the late Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. Dr. Lloyd-Jones was a famous British medical doctor and, incidentally, an expert diagnostician who entered the Christian ministry after years of work in the field of medicine and health. And in his classic work, Spiritual Depression, Dr. Lloyd-Jones applies both his medical and his ministerial skills in presenting the numerous causes and cures for depression, Spiritual Depression by Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. And the other is a more recent book, Depression, A Stubborn Darkness by Dr. Ed Welch. And Dr. Welch has struggled with depression himself and is quite honest about that in the book. He writes as a fellow sufferer and as a trained biblical counselor and as a man who knows modern medicine, Depression, a Stubborn Darkness by Dr. Ed Welch. Well, both of these books will help you immensely as you try to understand depression and also how to face it with the hope of the gospel, not first by going to medication. And you will find that most doctors today don't want their patients to tackle depression, at least the more common, less severe types of depression, with meds. There's loads of, if I can put it this way, non-prescription things that you can do when you realize something's not right and you cry out, here's the topic for today's program, help, I'm depressed. That's our topic on today's edition of HealthWise. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise. And there in their well-stocked, fascinating nutrition department, you'll meet Matt Lombardo, Cottage Pharmacy's full-time and fully trained staff nutritionist. One thing I love with Matt of the many is he's always learning. And today he's going to apply his growing skills in helping us fight depression and win. So you're invited to call with your questions. Call in number 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. And you can even text your question anytime during the week. We can get these to Matt or to some of his compatriots. If you'd like to text a question to HealthWise anytime in the week, here's the number, 516-367-0391, 516-367-0391. But for now, welcome once again to Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. Welcome, Matt.
Hey, Bill. Great to be back.
Good to have you with us. Now, we go back to this a lot. This is important. You're a former physical trainer.
Yes.
Talk about the role of exercise in fighting depression.
Well, exercise is one of the best things you can do to fight depression. It works. I believe it works in two ways. One way is physiological. It releases endorphins in your body.
Yeah, tell us what endorphins are. That's an interesting term. What's an endorphin?
An endorphin is a hormone that your brain and your neurological system secrete that helps to decrease pain. It helps you to cope with pain and injury, and it can actually alleviate you to the point of feeling happier.
So is that the dopamine, serotonin stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Neurotransmitter.
Okay, there you go. I didn't mean to cut you off. All right. So talk a little bit more about it. But the term has always intrigued me. So talk about more about exercise and depression.
Well, it helps you physiologically. It helps your body by giving off these hormones that make you feel better physically. But it also psychologically kind of takes you out of that. You were talking about being self-absorbed in worry. It kind of takes you out of that and makes you focus more on the task at hand, the, you know, one foot in front of the other or whatever you may be doing, holding your body in a certain pose.
Yeah, in our area, if it's running or walking or biking, it's watching out for traffic so you don't get hit or run over.
Right. You're more mindful of the present.
Yeah.
Rather than the past or the future.
Yeah, I noticed, Matt, I've had for years the discipline, I call it Jesus spoke about watching and praying that you not fall into temptation. I call it walk and pray. And so if my walk and prayer time, I notice about 20 minutes into my brisk walk, I begin to feel better. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So you're somebody comes to you and says, help, I'm depressed, Matt. The first thing you're going to say is, you know, what's your exercise plan, right?
Right, get out and go for a walk.
There you go. Yeah, excellent. That's right. Now, are there, this is our penchant for trying to take things in rather than exercise. Are there natural endorphins that we can take into our systems to supplement the ones our bodies make or maybe don't make?
There are supplements that help your body to produce certain neurotransmitters that can help facilitate the endorphins.
So give us an example that you have in your nutrition department.
There's a few. There's L-theanine or L-tryptophan, which are precursors to 5-HTP, which is another supplement that's available.
Yeah. That one, and I've read of, 5-HTP. Okay. That helps raise the serotonin level, right?
Yes. It's
okay.
A precursor to creating serotonin in the body.
Okay. All right.
There's a product, an herb called velvet bean, that actually it actually contains levels of dopamine in the form of L-DOPA. So if you think your dopamine levels are low, you can actually take L-dopamine over. You could take L-DOPA in the form of velvet bean over the counter.
Now, there's no test, really, I would think, to determine whether our endorphin levels are low, or are there?
They're very, you know, I don't believe there are any accurate tests because it changes, you know, our chemistry is changing day to day.
Yeah, okay.
Hour to hour. But there might be ways, but I'm not sure how accurate they would be.
Well, like when you mentioned the 5-HTP, or any of these, as we get older, should we be expecting we're going to be using these, not as a replacement for exercise, but should we be using these to, in addition to a regular exercise program?
Well, it's kind of up to you. I mean, if you, you know, how can I say this?
That's okay. I know I'm older, but you won't embarrass me.
Well, it depends. When you get older, there's definitely changes in your hormone release and your physiological, your body, and if you're dragging or if you're lethargic, maybe some dopamine will help.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. So even if, and we're going to be talking about other things too, but even if you find is the fatigue level or the depression level after, say, a good exercise program, maybe then, mm-hmm. and after conferring with a medical, yeah. doctor or something. But these things are available. What about sleep and preventing depression?
Well, sleep is important. You know, 8 hours of sleep has been studied to be the optimal amount of sleep. With depression, sleep is important, but you want to be careful not to oversleep.
Yeah, of course. Then there's the opposite problem because sometimes depressed people can't sleep.
Yep. When you're depressed, it's very easy to oversleep.
Okay.
You become lethargic, and you know I'm not going to tell somebody to stay in bed all day, but definitely aim for 7 to 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, and get up and do something, right?
Yep.
And we've talked about this in the past, but natural sleep aids—you've got loads of them there. We don't have to go over those. But people come; they've got sleeping problems. They don't have to go to the Tylenol PM, right?
Right.
Yeah, I know you have one, a Bolster Nutrient Sleep
Bolster
formula.
Sleep formula, yep.
I've heard about it.
Excellent formula.
And relaxation, Matt, relaxation. I've read that like people with rheumatoid arthritis or other afflictions that cause joint pain are more prone to depression and relaxation. What do you recommend for relaxation along with maybe some nutritional supplements?
Well, I would recommend, a turmeric supplement, something to help with the inflammation, bromelain supplement. I actually, in the Bolster Sleep formula, there's bromelain, which is an excellent anti-inflammatory for pain. It has lavender, which helps with anxiety. So if you suffer from depression, then the Bolster Sleep formula is really something that you know, especially if it's influenced by pain, chronic pain, it's definitely a product you'd be in.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. Yeah, if you've got the shoulder pains, the arthritis and so on. And of course, music, I realize that's not your department, but music historically, even in the Old Testament, you have King Saul, who was beset by fits of, I guess you'd call it depression, and it was the harp playing by David that relieved him. Music, for some people, yoga. Natural relaxants, you mentioned some teas. I mean, there's certain teas, I would think, that just calm you down.
Sure. Well, chamomile tea and lemon balm tea have been traditionally used for calming. What's very popular right now are essential oils, you know, aromatherapy.
Yeah, now that you put them in these things in the water is being evaporated.
Yep.
Yeah, the diffusers, and smell them and relax a bit. Of course, I think.
Oh, and they work. They work.
They do.
Yeah, I can attest to that for sure. I usually, if I'm feeling anxious, I put a drop of lavender oil on my upper lip, right under my nose, just a drop.
Interesting. Okay.
And it's amazing. Yeah, lavender is great for anxiety, but bergamot is excellent for treating depression.
Okay. Yeah. Now, these are oils you can get at Cottage Pharmacy.
Yes.
And you get them right there in your department. And so for aromatherapy, that's where you head at Cottage Pharmacy, right?
Oh, yeah. We have a full stock, every essential oil you can think of.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I never thought about putting that just above your lips so you can smell it. Good idea. That a new thing to do. Light, Matt, and depression. I've read of these light boxes. We've spoken about full spectrum lights, which I highly recommend. Getting outside in the sun, does the vitamin D from that help out?
Absolutely. There's definitely studies on the correlation between vitamin D and depression.
Yeah, so same thing with vitamin D from fish oil, but I guess there's really no substitute for just having, because vitamin D is formed when the sun strikes your skin. No substitute for that.
There's nothing better. No substitute.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Even these light boxes. Hey, to me, I guess if you're up in Alaska or something, and you get only a few hours of light a day, I just wonder. And those of us who are in the other areas, if you really need to do that. But hey, that's one of the things. We're talking today about help. I'm depressed here on HealthWise, and we're just beginning. But we'll be back with more from our experienced and trained nutritionist Matt Lombardo after this message from Cottage Pharmacy.
I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
Bill Shishko here with you. The topic today, it's not me speaking, but it's the topic speaking. Help! I'm depressed. So if you're depressed and you need help, that's why we're here today with Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. We're talking about the range of things to be done to help deal with depression before you go to the meds. If it's a long-standing thing, and at least I found pastorally some people were so infirm as a result of protracted depression, there needed to be some medical intervention so that you could work with them. But we're talking now about these blue days that you get, or if you're kind of constitutionally depressive, what can you do? Matt, I was fascinated to read. We talk a lot about omega-3 fatty acids from cold water fish and flaxseed and flax oil and walnuts and whatever else. These are being studied as possible help for people with bipolar disorder. Am I right?
Yeah, they help balance the chemicals of the brain.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. So it's not so much just the fat in itself, but it's what it does with the chemical balances, right, that we have?
Yes.
What else for omega-3 fatty acids? Of course, you got the pills and the fish. Oils, avocados, I guess, are big here too, right?
Well, yeah. Your brain, a majority of your brain is fat. So it's important to get good quality fat from whole foods, from cold water fish, you know, walnut seeds, to supply your brain with healthy, natural, whole food, whole fat.
I wish more of the fats that I consume would go to my brain than to other parts of my body. But it's okay. Well, we keep working. Back to exercise. Hey, what about people with type 2 diabetes? Are they more prone to depression because the sugar levels go up and down?
Well, if someone with type 2 diabetes doesn't manage their blood sugar properly, and that could absolutely wreak havoc on your hormones.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
All right. And there, of course, very important when you see your nutritionist, if you have a condition like type 2 diabetes, by all means, let your nutritionist know. Am I right, Matt, so you don't do anything that would conflict with the other treatments that would be given?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Hey, how about the vitamin B connection? We did a program with your compatriot, Rachel, on the blessing of the bees. The vitamin B connection.
Bees are very important for neurological function. And when you're under stress and depression are tied very closely together, stress will deplete your B vitamins and it'll affect your neurological function.
Yeah, and of course, vitamin B is passes through your system rather quickly. So what kind of regimen do you recommend with vitamin B, or do we just get enough out of eating enough fruits and veggies?
Well, it's very difficult to get enough from your diet. I would suggest anyone to take a B complex, especially if they're under considerable amount of stress. If they don't take a multivitamin,
okay.
A B complex might be good.
And is that once a day or a couple times in a day? Because again, this is depleted rather quickly, right?
If you can split it up throughout the course of the day, that would be the best way to do it. If not, you know, once per day, it's better than.
And specific B vitamins, I think of B12.
B12, they're all important in their own way. They work synergistically.
Yeah.
It means they work together. I usually have my clients opt for the complex.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you stick with the complex of vitamin B. Now, there's a lot of controversy about this. St. John's wort and depression. Does St. John's wort work with depression?
It works for some people. It is actually a natural serotonin reuptake inhibitor, so it's very similar to the prescription medications. What I mean by that is that it keeps more serotonin in your, you know, floating around in your body.
Okay.
Rather than being metabolized.
Yeah.
So it can help.
Yeah, SSI, sure. Selective serotonin, reuptake inhibitors.
Yeah.
And so this is a fancy way of saying you lose that stuff. What you're saying is the St. John's wort is a natural form of that. Now, if people are taking one of these antidepressants, they don't go off of it and take St. John's wort.
Yes, if you're already taking medication to treat your depression, you shouldn't try to combine it with anything over the counter.
But if people are in this kind of a twilight zone area where you don't need the medication, it's not that severe, but this is something aggravating you, maybe the St. John's wort is the way to go.
Sure.
Nice to try. Okay. Sam E. Talk about Sam E. Sounds like a robot.
Sam E is very interesting. I've heard from many clients that it works very well.
You sell it there.
We do sell it. It's a prescription, believe it or not, in Europe. And it does a lot of things. It's great for your joints. It's great for depression, bipolar. It's prescribed for a lot of different ailments.
So it is prescribed. A doctor may say get the SAMe. Oh, in Europe.
In Europe, yes.
Yeah, but a doctor could say give this a try, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What is it? Is that another one of these replacements for serotonin or dopamine?
No, it's sort of like it's a molecule that it helps your body. It facilitates so many things. If you were to look it up, there'd be a laundry list of things that it does and how it helps your body. There's really no one, you know.
To whom would you recommend it when they come to Cottage Pharmacy?
Anyone with joint issues or depression.
So it is. It focuses
it's sold,
on that.
It's sold dually as a joint supplement or, for depression.
Yeah, there is that joint pain and depression thing. Well, we've just begun to scratch the surface here. Quickly.
Yeah.
Hey, saffron, because we use saffron in cooking, that helps too?
Saffron is very speculative.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll end on the speculative note. Thanks so much, Matt. And thanks to
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great having you on here. Thanks to Cottage Pharmacy for sponsoring today's program. You can visit them at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. A delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Remember to mention that you heard us on WLIE 540. There's little signs there to remind you that they're on WLIE 540. You'll get a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also in the nutrition department. And be sure to look for Matt when you're visiting the nutrition department. Tell him you heard him on HealthWise and do ask him about Bolster Nutrients. He'd love to tell you about their special line of nutritional products. Toll-free number for those of you listening to the program via sermonaudio.com and other outlets. You can call Cottage Pharmacy at their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963, and you'll get the 20% discount there, too. Just mention WLIE 540 AM. That's 1-800-599-9963. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise.
Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.